Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our segment on The Linda. The Linda is a wonderful performing arts studio on Central Avenue in downtown Albany, and you can find out more information about what they do there by going to thelinda.org and all the cool things coming up, or you could just listen to the next 7-8 minutes of broadcasting that we're going to do, where Graham McKenna, the man in charge of The Linda, will tell us a little bit of a preview as to what's happening.
I could sit silently while they looked it up online, I suppose.
Well, that's true. It isn't nearly as interesting, no. And quite frankly, not good for our overall job security.
Not good for radio.
So we heard wonderful music. What do we hear?
Was that
what
not
hear?
A beautiful voice?
A gorgeous voice.
That was Heather Nova, and she's going to be here tomorrow night. She has a phenomenal voice, as I say. That was a cut from her latest album from May of last year, The Way It Feels, and the cut was Sea Glass, just a beautiful piece. She's going to be here tomorrow night, as I said. Opening for her is going to be Brian Dunn and Chris Riffle. Also, she is coming as a duo. Arnulf Lindner is a cellist and multi-instrumentalist, and he will be playing with her. It's going to be a fabulous evening. She is a wonderful independent voice in the pop music scene and well worth coming to hear. So that is tomorrow night, April 8th. Then we move to Saturday the 9th. We have a special Rocky Horror Picture Show. We love to do Rocky Horror Picture Show, as you know, Joe. And we, no exception, the Whippet Outskirts, Albany's Rocky Horror Shadow Cast troupe is going to be there. This is something we're doing in conjunction with the local chapter of the March of Dimes.
I love that they made a gig out of it.
They did, yeah.
I think that's a great thing. They just made a gig out of it.
Yeah, it's really, and it's very cool. It's a great organization, the March of Dimes, of course.
Absolutely.
They're doing something a little bit out of the box, obviously working with Rocky, but it's going to be a fun night. The show's going to start at 9 o'clock, so you want to get there. Doors will open at 8. You'll have an opportunity to get the prop kits so you can throw the rice and do the whole nine yards with Rocky Horror.
Everything you need to do.
Everything you need to do to get out of your system. Get those fishnets on and rock away. And that's Saturday, April 9th. Then we're getting into the third Thursday of the month. I can't believe how fast this is going forward. But, of course, we do our Food for Thought film series on the third Thursday. This month's film is Paper Taggers. We're working with Prevent Child Abuse New York. Great organization, and this is a film set in a high school in Walla Walla, Washington. It deals with an alternative school that specializes in educating traumatized youth, and what they are doing within that school is a remarkable story to be heard. As always, we will have a panel discussion afterwards to talk about the themes and issues. Our good friends, the Honest Wade Food Co-op, who co-produce with us, will be there with food samples. When the doors open at 6 o'clock till 7, Jack Empey, a local beef farmer, will bring his guitar and play us a little music while we socialize for an hour, and then the film will start sharp at 7 o'clock. That is April 21st. Then on the 22nd, we're very pleased to bring in the band Winter Pills. This quintet has that chamber pop sound that is unequaled. They're a remarkable group. We're so pleased to have them come. That's April 22nd, 8 o'clock show, so doors will open at 7. Then we've got the film Healing Voices. Mental Health Empowerment Project, Inc. is working with us to present this fascinating film that asks the question, you know, what do we talk about when we talk about mental illness? What is it? And it's a fascinating film that looks at that subject. And, of course, there'll be a dialogue, a panel discussion afterwards about that as well. Then look out. We're getting into May.
Look out.
Empire State. And maybe it'll be spring. Who knows? Empire State Youth Orchestra is presenting youth jazz repertory, and jazz ensembles are going to be coming. Jocelyn Arndt and Chris Arndt will be coming on May 14th. The Jim Gaudet and the Railroad Boys, our famous Phil Oak Psalm Night, which we do annually with Wanda Fisher. Great stuff going on. And, of course, all the music that we do is recorded and broadcast on WAMC Wednesday nights from 8 to 10 on the show we call Live at the Linda. And next week on the 13th, you're going to hear Dale Watson with Lara Hope and the Arctones, an incredible honky-tonk night of rockabilly honky-tonk music. You got to hear that. It was a fun night to be there. It's a great playback. And then on the 20th, we're going to do a little showcase of some of the openers we've had come to the Linda. Torloni, Jefferson Thomas, M.R. Palopoulos, all acts that we have featured. We're going to do a little selection of the three of them on the 20th. So give it a listen. That's what's coming up.
All good stuff. You can find out more, again, at thelinda.org, thelinda.org. Graham McKenna, thank you very much for being with us. Always good to have you here.
Joe, thank you for having me, as
Talk
always.
Talk to you next week. Sean Stone, up next. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.